Good afternoon. I am Richard Wilkins, a member of the American Soybean Association Board of Directors and a farmer from Greenwood, Delaware. Soybeans and soybean products are the largest single United States commodity export, valued at over $23 billion in sales last year. Soybean exports and soy products exports represent 20% of total United States agricultural exports. The American Soybean Association takes this opportunity to thank the Obama administration and officials from Colombia, South Korea, and Panama for their work in concluding negotiations on these three pending free trade agreements. Now, ASA urges Congress and the administration to work together to implement as soon as possible these three pending free trade agreements so we can take full advantage of the opportunities they provide for America's economic growth. Looking at the three a little bit in detail, the Colombia Free Trade Agreement, due to the delay in implementing the free trade agreement with Colombia, United States soybean farmers have already lost substantial market share to competitors in the Colombian market. U.S. soybean product exports in 2010 were down 64% from 2008 levels. Total agricultural exports to Colombia have gone down from 40% of their total agricultural imports were from the United States in 2007, down to 21% in 2010. While we're sitting on the sidelines, we're losing substantial market share in what could be a potential great market for us. Should the United States further delay implementation, erosion of U.S. market position will continue, as Colombia's existing and pending free trade agreements with competitor countries take hold. Looking at the Korea Free Trade Agreement, it'll help United States soybean farmers compete against Korea's other soybean suppliers. Domestic demand for United States soybean meal will also increase because the agreement is expected to generate millions of dollars of new meat and poultry exports. Domestic livestock consumed 28 million metric tons of soybean meal last year, using nearly 80% of all the soybean meal processed in this country. When we process soybean meal in this country, that's United States jobs. The Panama Free Trade Agreement will lock in duty-free access to the Panamanian soybean market and prevent other countries from taking some of the current U.S. share. Free trade agreement will benefit soybean farmers by immediately eliminating the tariffs on U.S. soybeans, soybean meal, and crude vegetable oil. Evidence shows that when nations partner together in free trade agreements, that the economies of both partner nations benefit. Substantial improvement in economic activity and jobs and market opportunities come along with that market access. The American Soybean Association advocates negotiation of trade agreements that significantly improve access to foreign markets for U.S. soy and livestock products. Ratification of these trade agreements is long overdue. Now is the time for Congress and the administration to work together to do whatever is necessary for the enabling legislation to come to the Hill and to approve these agreements. Thank you.